What's a skill you really wish you'd learnt earlier? Cooking? DIY? What about being good with money? Help your children learn money skills with Kite, the debit card for kids by Starling Bank. They get an app to track their balance and practice budgeting, but the card is also linked to your account. You're notified when they spend, and you can set spending limits. Confidence with money is priceless, and that's why Kite is now free. Search Starling Kite today, the free debit card and app for kids.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Bonus edition. It's a bonus edition, it really is. The Woodburn Gav's here, Sunter's here, Harry's here. Big size here. Most importantly, though, you're here. You've downloaded it. You've got this far. Woo! Woo!
Done.
Yeah! So just because we're not here this week, it doesn't mean we've slacked off. You can call our show The Postman. You know why?
Why?
Because we always deliver by the sackload.
Oh.
So check your Ring doorbell as we've left a bumper package of content, yeah?
Yeah.
Probably beside your recycling bin or under your welcome mat. Could be with a neighbour. Or if you've got a concierge, they'll certainly know where it is.
Yep.
Whatever, you get the idea. This week, we hear about which of you are living for Monday. Gav got a Norwegian pirate in his heroic little slot. And we count down the top 10 boys' names in the UK. It's Sunter versus Gav in a friendly. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Gav, I've read something that's incensed me.
What is that?
There's a thing I hate that's this sort of, it's sort of glib well-being. It has this sort of horrid glee of people who don't live in the real world.
The wellness industry is rife with charlatans.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
With no medical basis, nothing like
nothing
that.
Nothing at all,
They just basically treat everyone like life's one great big freebie.
Right.
And it's all about how hot you feel.
And buzzwords,
you know?
And all kinds.
Sort of
and yeah.
Ultra shut. Okay, here's an example.
Go on.
Autumn, this is in the Metro today.
Mm.
Autumn is the perfect time to indulge.
In
so
what?
You're ready? I don't know, Gav.
What do they mean?
But it's that sort of, hey, naughty's the new great. Hey, greed is the new generosity. Hey, evil is the new good. Hey, you know that kind of thing?
Yeah, I know exactly
hey,
what you mean.
Hey,
yeah.
Obesity is the new thin.
You thought pastry was bad for you.
Yes, right, yeah. Saturated fats are the new
cigarettes.
Yeah. That's quite true, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Go on.
Booze is the new... Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, autumn is the perfect time to indulge, but if you have the willpower to avoid the temptation of chocolates and pumpkin spiced lattes, now we know who we're going round with here.
Right, yeah, because right? I wasn't worried about those two temptations.
Yeah, but do you worry about pumpkin spiced lattes?
Never.
Right. A new TikTok trend claims to help you get fit in time for Christmas.
So how do you do this? What's the revolution?
What, 75 hotter.
What's that?
Well, the 75 hotter challenge.
Why 75?
Because it's 75 days to Christmas.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
So we're going to the 10-week calendar.
Right,
what
right.
gets me about that is already by saying 75, that's I'm already slightly depressed.
Yeah, right.
That it's 75 days to Christmas.
Yeah. Like, sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Have you not started your shopping?
No, I haven't. So anyway, it was created by TikTok. I'm not going to name check her. She wants to spend the next 10 weeks before Christmas becoming mind, body and soul hotter.
I'm sorry, your soul hotter.
I know, right.
Yeah,
right.
There's nothing in the Bible about making your soul hot.
No.
There isn't a
your
thing
there.
I'll tell, tell you how you do it, by sending him to hell. That's how you heat up any soul, yeah?
Absolutely
hell.
Right, yeah.
What she's saying is, if you want to make your mind, body and soul hotter, she's going to create hell on earth.
What are her tips? What are her revolutionary tips?
Well, she suggests prioritizing protein and veggies hotter.
Wow, that makes me feel hot.
Working out 5 times a week.
Wow.
People don't have the time. People have lives. Not everyone is sort of caught up in this kind of weird post-Sex and the City sort of weird single clean.
Unless working out on TikTok is your job.
Yeah.
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 There's lots of rules.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, do you want to take you through rules?
Go on, yeah.
Dating. Yeah. Cut out toxic people.
Right.
Okay, how's that?
Like, I mean, her.
When's
like
that,
her.
When's that not
like
a tip?
Jade, whatever she's called.
Yeah.
She is toxic because she makes everyone feel so bad about their lives because they're not all smiling.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll got another one for you.
Go on.
Steps. 10,000 hot girl steps each day. Not just normal steps.
Oh, hot girl
hot
steps.
Girl
What's
steps.
A hot girl steps?
No idea.
I mean, I don't know. That's an aerobic move, like
no,
grapevine
it just means
or
you're
something.
Utterly shallow and fall for every TikTok craze. Yeah. And you live actually underneath it all. You only really smile, yeah, when it's for.
For the camera.
A selfie, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you see people having those dreary dinners.
They're selling their best life.
Or they're
yeah.
they're at a beach or they're at your resort. And suddenly they're really smiling and look at that, having great fun.
And then
and
back
then
to normal face.
All rush up and look at the camera. Yeah. And then they go back just being bored.
Right.
Dull.
Right.
Dreary. Listen, when did you ever, this as the poem goes, when did you ever laugh so hard you paused for photographs?
Yeah, right.
When did dessert taste so damn good you'd rather post than eat your pud?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Strong.
Insta-glamorous, faux-boated chic, yeah?
Sure.
Friday night, the phoniest night of the week, right? Okay. Reading. Read a book.
What? Is that on the hot list?
Yeah.
Well, that makes you hotter.
Water.
Drink it.
Drink water.
Yeah,
oh, my God, these are real.
Help.
Cleansing.
This is brand new information.
Keep your space clear.
Right.
Connection. Each week, call or connect with someone you're trying to build a connection with. Do you know what that is? Creepy.
Yeah
that's
annoying.
Stalking. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I'll call them. And I'll tell you, I just wanted to connect.
I've seen you on LinkedIn.
drinking. Don't drink to get drunk. Drink for fun.
Same
what?
Thing.
What's the difference?
For me, that one follows the other, but
yeah,
that's irresponsible.
Right.
Exercise. Work out 5 times a week.
Radio X.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
They found, bear in mind, man's only been around. Well, again, things are quite inaccurate, but Homo sapiens sapien, as we are.
Yeah.
We've been around for about 350 to 450,000 years, they think. Now,
okay.
They don't know.
Yeah.
This is what, as I say, you know I'm an award-winning science writer.
Sure.
That's actually true. Weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the shows I did was about the why don't you know where we really come from?
Right.
And if you chat to them, they can't. I mean, no, evolution is the sort of process they.
Yeah.
But they couldn't take it to court. You haven't got a line of evidence.
There's not enough
back
proper
to
evidence.
Any
yeah.
ape we're related to. There simply isn't a chain of evidence. You couldn't say, there you go, man, ape.
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't. They haven't got it.
Right. So we don't know exactly how long we've been around.
Monkeys, going back, you can find that all the way. But
yeah,
man,
yeah.
You, and any other apes, or any of the old world apes,
mm-hmm.
or new world apes, which is either African or from the from Borneo and the
yeah,
new,
yeah, yeah.
Or they call new world apes.
Mm.
You can take that back.
Right.
Man.
Is a mystery.
I haven't got a clue.
Points.
They haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
Now you talk to them; they have their clueless. They start to go. I mean, obviously.
Do they waffle past it?
Then they start to use words like "radiated out of Africa," but then, of course, developed in sort of pockets elsewhere to be quite different sorts of. Anyway, turns out, and also, man really reduced down to a tiny number.
Oh,
a
yes.
tiny number, about sort of 10 females were all from, 10 or 11.
Right.
And like one geezer.
Mm.
Right. Wow. Was he a Cockney?
He could well be a Cockney. I don't know.
Imagine
I don't
the
know
first
where
ever man was a Cockney.
I don't know where he's from, but he put it about. Anyway, the first of the stone balls. So they found these stone balls and they appeared 2 million years ago.
What?
2 million years
What, perfect
ago,
spheres?
They started, whatever it was, an upright, a homonym.
Some or, creature.
Yes.
Yeah, Bigfoot, probably Bigfoot, go on.
Roughly hewn, recognisably round, able to fit in your hand.
What?
Once our ancestors started making them, they didn't stop. Why? We don't know.
Mm.
What we do know is a new scientific paper is arguing that some of these balls were made with purpose and with a definite, apparently aesthetic goal to be as close to spherical as possible.
Wow.
That's a big thing for an animal.
That's a very big thing. Maybe...
How do they know it's 2 million?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Can they date the actual stone?
Yeah. Well, you can. So you're getting pretty inaccurate, but they're probably in the right ballpark. For instance, if you go down to the South Downs.
Yeah.
You can see the flint works.
Right.
Yeah. And they can date the actual workings on pieces of flint. So you can see pieces of flint. They're about 450, 500,000 years old.
Right.
That Stone Age man has worked on.
You making see tools a bit of flint,
with it.
It's got yeah, yeah.
It. They've worked on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wants working on it. Anyway. If so, this is about more than stone balls. The artifacts, the scientists argue, demonstrate very modern cognition, the search for symmetry, and the Platonic idea of a sphere. Being able to conceptualise something as abstract as a sphere and then manifest that physically by shaping a stone demands a great deal of skill. Now, they don't know where they're from, but I'm saying it's stone, it's round.
Yes.
It fixes in their pensions. It's bowls, isn't it?
It
They're
is.
Throwing them. Everyone's
it's
saying,
bowl.
Oh, it must be
it's
rituals.
Bowls, yeah.
It's for aesthetic reasons. It's sport.
It is, yes.
They're weapons.
Yes.
They're throwing them at people's heads.
You can tell bowls is an ancient game.
Yes.
You can tell.
It's probably fucked up. No, but if in doubt, sport or war.
Right.
Or both.
Yes.
Yes.
A hybrid of the two.
Violence. There's your answer. X.
I'm Elizabeth Day, host of the podcast How to Fail, where I explore what failures my guests overcame and what that taught them about how to succeed. And when you need that extra bit of motivation, have you tried Peloton? It's a fitness experience for your body and mind. From cycling and running to strength, Pilates, meditation and boot camps, there is something for everyone. I can personally speak to that with my own Peloton membership. I always look forward to the various workouts and, best of all, you can fit them into your own schedule. That should give you more time to catch the bonus Peloton episode with Joe Elvin on my podcast, How to Fail with Elizabeth Day. Listen now on Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Oh man, Sum 41, fat lip right here on Radio X. They won't give you a fat lip, but they give you a nasty little bite.
What will?
Bed bugs on bed bugs on Radio X. You ready, Gav?
Yeah. What's the skinny on the bed bugs?
I'm going to give you the skinny right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pest control specialists tackling bed bug infestations across the country.
Yeah.
Have said they are the busiest they've ever been.
Oh.
Yes.
Goodness.
One company serving that's a not a company of soldiers.
Oh, I see. Right, right, right. A business. It's a business.
Or a company of bedbugs. Company! Hey! Tech! It's not a company of bedbugs.
No.
So they serve Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire, Buckinghamshire and London. Mm. Said its staff were handling 25 call-outs a week.
Wow.
Is that more than normal?
They had one or two a month ago.
Oh!
Yeah?
Wow.
No, this is a massive problem because mattresses are a real pain to get rid of. Mm. And you can't freeze a mattress.
No, you can't.
Make a note of that. But duvet is one thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Now, even with my 6 chest freezers I've got, I can't put a mattress in any of them. No. Mm.
Someone's got to act. There's got to be a mattress freezing by something.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they thaw out and come back twice as angry?
Oh, man. Like gremlins.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
I don't think it's going to... Slightly exaggerated. I mean, we're not in a gremlin sitch. You know,
hey, you never big. Know where this is going to end.
Because a bed bug invariably feeds after midnight.
That's true.
Right. Over recent weeks, like I say, pet companies across France have reported a huge increase.
Mm.
They were first mentioned in ancient Greece as early as the 3rd century BC. They were almost wiped out in France in the 1950s, but they came back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's the last thing we need.
They are getting real resistance to pesticides, so we're getting weaker in our fight, like we are with everything.
Right.
Do you ever get the feeling humans are losing against
Yes.
Earth?
Yes.
We're losing, aren't
we? Yeah.
Very much
We're
so.
Just losing, aren't
it's,
we?
It's nature is laughing at us. Yeah.
It's laughing, mate.
It is. It's having a chuckle.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
It really is a losing battle, isn't it? The vines are creeping into the windows.
Yeah.
They really are.
Have you ever seen, it doesn't matter, Gav.
Go on.
Okay, you ready for this? This mass tourism isn't helping because we really do transport them around the world.
Right.
The trouble is, often in suitcases, people pack their suitcases on the bed.
Sure.
Canvas bags.
Yes.
You put them on the bed, stuff you spread, you lay it all out on the bed. Bed bugs go in, stick them in your bags. Mm. When you get home, put the bags on your beds.
Yeah, of course
Boom.
You do. Yes.
Forward! Run, march! Right, get ready, lads!
Oh, man.
Jump, jump! They're literally coming out of there like they're just like getting on a clip line, you know, like...
Well, the suitcase is like a bus for bed bugs. It really is. They all just file in
a
there.
A glider. Yeah. Like in D-Day.
Yeah.
It's like a Herc. It's like a Hercules.
It is.
Bed bugs are reported in cinemas, trains, hospitals, schools. Oh. There shouldn't be beds in schools.
Yeah, what beds in schools?
It's ridiculous. What do you mean beds in schools? I guess boarding schools, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I guess if you've got cloth seats, they'll just get into the seats.
Yes, they will do, Sunts.
Wherever you are. Oh, okay. I don't like this.
No, there's lots of videos on... You don't even want to read on how they breed.
Oh.
Don't even read about it.
I don't want to
hear about it.
Because they can do anything anywhere.
What?
Oh. Yes, I'm not going to go into it, but believe me, there is nothing that stops them.
Really?
Right. Yeah, they're not batting on the same wicket as you and I. No, but they're not, Kev. What
if you played Muse really loudly? Would that stop them?
It might drive them crazy.
Oh, my God.
In fact, do not attempt to do that.
Right.
There's the only real way, it doesn't say it here, but to fight them is fire.
Really?
Don't set your bed on fire. France is all too familiar with bed bugs. 3 years ago, the government launched an anti-bed bug campaign, including an emergency hotline.
Hmm.
There's a lot of public anxiety about this. We'll be keeping you up to date with all the developments in this war.
Yeah, we need to hear.
And it's war. That's what it is now.
Of course it
and
is,
so
yeah.
What is the advice if you think you've got bed bugs?
You've got to throw the bed out. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing. You can't be treated.
I heard one pest control company saying, just run.
Yeah. Sell your house is another thing. Sell your house.
Don't go near your house.
Sell your house.
Again.
Say, yeah, keep the beds.
Wash your sheets.
Do you know the thing about them as well is you can see them.
Yeah,
they're not
like,
that small.
What did we say? The size of an apple pip.
Apple pip, yeah.
Yeah.
That, they're that big. Except they you can, when they move fast as well.
Right.
And ask for itchy.
If you see one, as soon as you've seen one, chances are there's one in your clothing.
Right. And possibly on your skin.
Do you
even.
Know what they like drinking?
What? Eyeballs.
Milk. From
they
the
milk
eyeball.
Your eyeballs
they
like
milk
spiders
like
do.
Spiders don't
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think they just go straight for your blood.
No, they don't. They don't. Go in. Yes, they do. But after they're knackered, if they need a drink.
A little drink.
Their version of Gatorade
is your eyeball
juice.
Fluids.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. They have a little drink.
They gather around it like a watering hole.
It's like an oasis.
Yeah.
Speaking of which. No, it's not, don't worry. It's just like, it wouldn't have worked if I said it. It's like a Latham.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
In the Merchant Navy, right?
Yeah.
It strikes me is if you're on one of those, if you get the right gig, yeah?
Right.
It's a cushy number.
It could be, yeah. It looks that way. Yeah.
When you're on one of those huge tankers or those huge, what are you going to do?
Right.
There's no rigging, is there?
No.
They've got to get up on the rigging and do sails and
There's
stuff.
There's no rigging, no.
No, they look like they get a nice little cabin each.
Yeah.
Quite a cushy little cabin.
Definitely, yeah.
Plenty of sunbathing. Some of them have got like literally spas on board.
They've got sat-nav as well. They don't even have to do all the clever
Nothing.
Navigation right. or anything. It's just...
well, I gather the oil ones, they're a bit funny about smoking.
Oh, really?
But I bet there's still an area.
There's an area.
Because crude can't, you can't light oil, it's vapour.
Right.
You're in trouble with.
Yeah,
so
yeah, of course. Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
Also, plus you can just smash into all those containers and stuff. And a lot of them make so much money out of drug smuggling.
Sure.
I mean, literally, and there's not a chance of getting caught. Like, none.
That's right. Huge quantities.
Yes, yeah, steaming. Anyway, get this, right? To add to the greatness of life on there.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not saying drugs money, but literally they're not going to get caught. They go through the Panama Canal, they can get out for a bit, you know.
It's a diplomatic pouch the size of a warehouse.
They go for a run ashore, meet their contact, Manuel, in a bar, whatever, and that's it. I mean, who's going to find like a couple of kilos of something, whatever, on a ship that size?
Not happening.
Arrive in Holland, boom.
You're made for life.
Arrive in Rotterdam. Hello, Ed. Here you go. Anyway, a long queue of ships.
Yeah.
This must be so cushy. It's a lovely part of the world, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Get this. A long queue of ships has formed at the Panama Canal, prompting fears of rising prices for grain and commodities as a drought restricts the number of vessels allowed through.
So the water's a bit low, is it?
Oh, right. Yeah. They've got 160 ships there. Some have had to queue for up to 21 days.
Ooh.
Cushy.
What, in that beautiful weather?
Cushy.
Can't go anywhere, can't do anything.
Utterly.
Can't work.
We better go ashore and get some food. Away they go. Ashore they go. Someone picks them up. They have to do that. We better just relax. I'm going to just go back.
Some air conditioning.
Air conditioning cabins.
Some fresh prawns.
Okay, there's a fine line between that and just going on a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah. Right. Not bad.
Well, think you don't need as many eggs, obviously.
No. Also, they have to go. You don't need as many eggs. But you have to go and probably get eggs.
That's definitely.
We better go on an egg run. We're off on an egg run.
Egg requisitioning.
You just went on an egg run. We ate a lot of eggs yesterday. We need to go back. 100.
Yeah, we're going on an egg run to Colombia.
And do you do a big wink when you say egg run?
Yes. Yeah. Let's loop back round to Colombia.
Another egg run, sir.
We're going on another egg run, sir.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I'm afraid, sir, it appears the lads are all out of eggs.
Get through a lot of eggs,
all out of eggs and chicken, mind. And I bet when you're waiting there, I bet there is the odd. I know you're probably not meant to be freshly, not meant to drink.
Yeah.
But I bet there's moments when the captain looks at them and goes, oh, go on.
Well, you must have days off. You can't be working 24/7, 7 days
exactly
a week.
Right.
You have off days.
But just to get them out from under his feet.
Yeah. When they're
like
tired.
Naughty children.
Yeah, I'm sure there as well, they have their own cabins. They're not hot bunking.
No, they're not hot bunking.
Well,
they're
probably
the crew.
Are as well. Yeah. But you're floating around there. There's only so many, you know, nights where, seemingly, if you look at the documentaries, everybody dresses up as Cher or Dolly Parton.
Right, yeah.
For one of those party nights when they cross the international, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, it's like a big club night across all those boats.
You're exactly right. Oh, they're probably going between boats. Shouting, have you got any eggs?
Eggs ahoy!
We're all out of eggs, lads!
What's a skill you really wish you'd learned earlier? Cooking? DIY? What about being good with money? Help your children learn money skills with Kite, the debit card for kids by Starling Bank. They get an app to track their balance and practice budgeting, but the card is also linked to your account. You're notified when they spend, and you can set spending limits. Confidence with money is priceless, and that's why Kite is now free. Search Starling Kite today, the free debit card and app for kids.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. This inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one, but he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, he's broken for so long, but what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Again, I want it again.
Right, let's have it again.
Just
the fill. So much to unpack there.
Yeah, from Phil Daniels
Martin's
to this one.
He's a brand new one, but he can be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, he's broken for so long, but whatever you fix, that went wrong.
That's great.
That's a bit genius.
Very good.
Wow.
That's genius.
Very, very
that was
good.
Genius. Do we have the fill one more time? One last time.
It's short.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one, but he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, he broke it for so long, but what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
again. Oh, we can't. One more, just for the Phil God. Just one more. Here we go.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one, but he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, he broke it for so long, but what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
I think it's better every time.
God, it's funny.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Daniel McPherson, with his interpretation of the hot tap theme. Very, very good. Very good interpretive punk.
Just brilliant.
Very good.
I'm an interpretive punk. Thank you very much for that. It was so short I could play it four times.
Of course,
the time of one. Sure. But what he can say is, I've been four times. I've been on Radio X.
Oh, yeah.
Humorous
put me
times.
On loads.
I've been on Radio X. They play my tunes all the time.
Yeah.
So once they played it four times in a day.
Yep.
So good. So well done to him. If you'd like to have a go and you'd like to be able to say, I've been on Radio X. Yeah. You'd like to almost certainly say that.
Yes.
Send your efforts, johnny@radiox.co.uk. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. That fill was fun. Why did he think to do that?
So
it's just
good.
So funny.
It wasn't even for a beat.
I know, it's all out of time. Yeah.
All out of time.
Yeah, with reverb on it.
It's crazy syncopation, Gav. We're not only celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA, can't be arsed. Sunter, you lead us off. Go on, what have you got?
So this is from Jack in Hampton, who says, my toilet cistern doesn't always refill itself.
What does he do?
Rather than fix it,
okay,
I have created a makeshift system out of some old plastic pipe that fits to the sink tap and is used to fill the cistern when required.
That's fantastic.
But only when required.
Only when required, but that's fantastic that he's done that.
Wow.
And he said manually he works the taps, then uses that, goes into the thing, and then he has to turn it off. It's getting near sort of pre-Thomas Crapper, right?
It really is. It's really becoming quite complex.
He's almost reinventing the Crapper. Right, okay, go on. Sorry, Thomas Crapper had the original. He reinvented the toilet system.
Right.
He had a shop on the King's Road. Mm. Weirdly, though, that's not the origin of the word crap, which
isn't
is
it?
The origins are in a German word,
right,
not with Thomas Crapper. That's a coincidence.
Wow.
Go on, carry on.
Okay, so Will in Chipping Camden says, I left home when I was 21. Just before I left, the handle for the toilet snapped off. For a quick fix, my dad got some mole grips. Yeah, they're an MHT classic.
The mole grip has resurfaced a few times.
Got some mole grips and attached them to the part poking out of the toilet.
Right.
This allowed the toilet to flush again. It was a great quick fix. I continued to visit over the years and the mole grips were still hanging on. They lasted 7 years.
Oh, man.
7 years.
How wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much, Will in Chipping Camden. Or Will Chipping
in
Camden.
In Camden, yeah.
This is from Anthony. Thank you, Anthony. When I moved into my flat 8 years ago, wow, that's right back when the original hot tap was around.
Yeah, right.
But pre-Will's granddad.
Sure.
When I moved into my flat 8 years ago, there were... these are all like wine, aren't they? They actually do get better with age, like a great wine.
This one is about as old as the show. That's
sometimes,
right, yeah.
Sometimes we like to be current, but with Martin's hot tap, we like to go back.
Sure.
We like a bit of heritage, don't we?
Provenance, yeah.
When I moved into my flat 8 years ago, there was two screws in the wall where I assume a towel rail used to be.
Right. Interesting.
Quote, for the time being, unquote, I attached a white shoelace so the towel had a home.
Ah.
It's still like that now, and I can't be arsed to fit a towel rail, even though that shoelace is starting to look pretty grim.
Oh.
And discolored.
Great work.
I love the use of arsed, which is correct for this.
Beautiful.
ARST.
Yep, yep.
I can't believe
you haven't even replaced the shoelace in 8 years.
No.
Let alone the towel rail.
I know, I agree with you. It's got it all, hasn't it?
It's got it all.
It really does.
It's got laziness, habit, getting used to something that's third rate.
Yeah,
the shoelace is now quite grey, probably.
Nothing even broke in the first place. He just moved in. Probably thought he was being quite ingenious.
It's magical.
Then realised, hey, that'll do.
For
me, Anthony's really got it all. He really is a complete Martin's hot tapman. If you've got any examples of DIY dodges or bodges, or just like Anthony, he just stuck. It's just like a bad habit.
Mm.
Please send us your Martin's Hot Taps, 83936, or you can email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang. Radio X.
One of the most famous things I've done is when I used to do the Capital Breakfast Show in this studio.
Yeah.
And I was invited finally by London Transport to do the lift announcements at Covent Garden.
You are kidding.
No.
That's a gig.
I know, that is a gig.
That is a gig.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How long do they have them up there for?
I don't know. It was on for ages.
Was it? Excellent.
10 years, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I've even been in the lift and heard it. So I looked around, that's me. Anyway, get this.
Go on.
Guess who's done all the voiceovers for the one tram line in Manchester?
Colleen Rooney.
No.
David Beckham.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. For one of them, he says, when it gets to Manchester City, the Etihad campus, it says, welcome to the home of the champions of England and the champions of Europe. Come on, City.
Yeah, it's obviously
Liam. It's Liam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes, Liam's doing tram announcements.
How long are they keeping that for? Is it just for a week? No.
That's permanent. It's a permanent gig.
Nice.
Given he's sung hits including She's Electric, Stand By Me and Roll With It, It should perhaps be no surprise, Liam Gallagher, the Oasis front man, former, is leader, this is in the Times recently, is lending his voice to Manchester's Metrolink tram network to celebrate the city's new integrated transport system, B Network, and the Beyond the Music Festival. Passengers will have route information delivered them by the singer.
Nice.
He should have done a song. A song, Move Down Inside the Cars.
People.
Love it.
Mind the gap. There's a gap to mind.
God, I'd love that gig.
What, when there's a gap to mind?
Because I like that. Mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
That's
really, really good, Gavin.
Mind the gap.
It's really wartime.
It is, yeah, keeping people on their toes.
Mind the gap.
I want that gig.
Gavin, I think we're all blown away by your authoritarian voice. I tell you, you could easily get the government gig. Anyway, I just wonder who we get in London.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Steele, obviously not. That's a bit old-fashioned. Yeah,
you could bring it up like Tommy
Steele. Well, because he's so cockney,
no,
isn't he?
You? No, how old are you?
You now 90. Need to explain who Tommy Steele is.
Yeah, honestly, don't bother. I reckon...
Go on. Paul Weller.
Sags.
Sags?
No, it's got to be Sags. Yeah.
Ray Winston.
No, it could be Ray.
Could be Ray Winston, yeah. I like that.
Liverpool, they've got a subway. They've got an underground system there.
Yeah. Yeah, who are you thinking?
I'd like your suggestions. 83936. Who you get to do it?
Yeah,
I think definitely you'd have
you could
to
also
have...
do the buses as well. It doesn't have to be a tube or train system or trams.
But you can also use a yes, right? You can also use AI to do it.
Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can have like Bowie.
You could have Morgan Freeman. You could have anyone.
This is Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, I'd love
Leicester
that.
Square.
So mine starts to sound like Suggs anyway. So it does. Goes,
I think
Suggs.
Bowie would be great.
Oh, it'd be really good.
Danny Dyer, that's a good shout for if you want a proper London.
Michael Caine.
Obviously not Dick.
You have Michael Caine
not
there?
Dick Van Dyke.
No, not no, Dick Van Dyke. That'd be ridiculous.
No, Keechy, no.
Keechy, just back off a bit, right?
Keechy, no.
Everyone just calm down a bit. But isn't that good of Liam to actually do that?
It's brilliant.
Yes, cool.
Do you think Noel saw he didn't get that gig?
Yes.
And also, do you... I mean, they did have Sean Ryder a while back.
Did they?
Yeah, doing... So he did some transport thing in Manchester, but I think now, I'm not sure, you know?
Mm.
He's a loose cannon.
The all-new Ford Transit Custom. Now available as a plug-in hybrid. With Sync4 connectivity as standard and vehicle health monitoring with Ford Life Uptime System, helping you be there for your customers. And until the end of December... Get 0% APR on 3-year Ford Options Finance. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. Search Transit Custom 0%. Free post Ford credit. Model and business type exclusions apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago we had the top 10 girls' names according to the Baby Centre.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hello, Baby Centre. How can I help you?
Oh, God.
I have a good mind to call them. This time I've got a screaming toddler.
Yeah.
Which is quite a bit.
Yeah. Sure.
But I'm in charge. Hey, Gav.
What?
Sons.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play your Carls, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm not saying where Carl comes in this top 10. It could happen any time.
Carl.
Okay.
That really popular baby name,
with
Carl.
With a K. With a K.
Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
Well, we love Das Kapital. We love all his right. We love everything Karl Marx has done, John.
That's right.
So we call him because we're both, we're radical communists.
Anarcho-syndicalist collective.
No, that's very much against Marxism, mate. Right, you ready for this? There's no anarcho-syndicalism, mate. There's collectivisation.
That's right.
Certainly, in agriculture. You ready for this, Gav?
Yeah, go on.
Sunta, heads or tails?
Tails, please.
It is tails.
Okay.
Do you want to
go first?
First one up, Leo. If it's higher, it's more popular.
Okay.
Sorry, it's higher. If it's higher, it's not less popular.
Stop
it.
It's more popular.
If it's higher,
so
it's more
Leo.
Popular. Yes.
So we're starting.
We're starting with Leo. What do you reckon? Oh, I've got to ask you the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Although, just Leo, where do you think that is anyway in the table?
I think Leo's probably quite low down.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I know we've got a DiCaprio.
Gavin?
I can't think of many other Leos.
I'm going to say about midway at least, because this is the DiCaprio
wrong.
Era.
You're both wrong.
You're
okay,
kidding.
Here we go. So, here we go.
Oh, it's messy as well.
We're with
it?
Leo. Yeah. But do you think Elijah is more or less popular?
Ooh,
than Leo?
Elijah.
Mm.
Less.
More popular. That is a lie.
There's no, I don't don't think I know.
I've never heard
Elijahs.
Of anyone called Elijah.
That's from on in the Hollywood.
Do they get called Eli?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Although Eli was in the. This is brilliant. Eli was in the Oxtail Dictionary that came out in the early 80s as an alternate dictionary.
Yeah.
And Eli was the first indication that something's about to go terribly wrong.
Oh.
I just
in
felt.
In what context?
No, that's just made up words. And Eli.
Yeah.
I just got a slight Eli.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, you know, when you get those Elis. Yeah, right. Here we go. We're with Elijah. Gav, James, higher or lower than Elijah?
Higher.
It's lower, I'm afraid. Oh. Back to you, Sunts.
James is a classic.
A classic.
Okay, but Sunta, do you think Mateo is higher or lower than James?
Lower.
It's higher.
What?
So none of you's managed
what
to...
What is this sorcery? What country is this for? Portugal or
but
something?
But Gav, do you think that we're with Mateo?
Yeah.
Do you think Noah, higher or lower than Mateo?
Lower.
It's higher.
Oh.
Back to you, Sunts.
Go on, Sunts. Get it wrong again.
Sunts, we're with Noah. But
okay.
Do you think Oliver is higher or lower than Noah?
Higher.
It's lower.
We're pitching a perfect game here.
Okay, we're with Oliver, but do you think Liam is higher or lower than Oliver?
Lower.
It's higher.
Wow.
Okay.
Your turn, son.
We're with Liam, but do you think Levi is higher or lower than Liam?
Higher.
It's lower.
Yes!
Right. We're with Levi, but do you think Lucas is higher or lower than Levi?
Lower.
It's higher.
Yes!
Okay, this to shut it out and take it,
okay.
All right?
Go on, Santa.
We're now with Lucas, right?
Yes.
But you think Ezra is higher or lower? You haven't got one right, either of you, right?
No.
Not one right.
I really want to get this wrong.
Do you think Ezra...
Ezra.
You don't. You want to win. You want to win.
No, I don't. I think we'll win if we get it wrong. I'm going to say higher.
Gav, you've won. It's lower. Right, there we go.
What,
because you've completely undermined it?
That's the only time we've had a proper, imperfect game.
I'd say Carl ranked 762.
Oh, Carl.
Is that right, Visa? Is that right?
Radio X.
Let's have a hero, Gav.
Sure.
Every single day of the week, right here on your glorious Radio X, on the 4 till 7 thing, marching on to certain victory, the Woodman serves us up a hero to inspire us, to lift us. Today, you got a pirate on the auspicious occasion
Absolutely.
Of International Pirate Day. What you got there?
So Kevin? The hero today, Johnny, is a man called Knut Ellingsen. Described in
a Norwegian.
Yes, described in the account I read called as a highly skilled pirate from Norway. His ship was called...
Highly skilled
pirate.
Yeah,
right. His ship was called Den Vevisende Paket, which means Paket the Pathfinder.
Nice.
I didn't know this, but from the 14th century onwards, there was a thriving pirate culture just in the North Sea.
I can believe
and
that.
And mainly Scandinavians, well, but Germans and
hang
Dutch.
Hang on a second, weren't the Vikings, isn't that the proto-pirate?
It kind of is,
that's
isn't it?
That's the proto-pirate.
Yeah. But they're not known for ocean battles.
Well,
they're known probably, for going places and landing and then pillaging. Yeah.
Well, it depends where it is. Wherever there's a trade route, there's a pirate, Gav.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, today's hero, Knut Ellingsen, was involved in an incident in 1810. He and his ship had hijacked another ship on the North Sea, and they were on the lookout for more ships when a much larger ship hove into view and approached them, and it was an English ship. The captain of the English ship realized Knut had stolen the other ship and told the pirates to surrender peacefully, which they did. But just before the English were able to take control of Knut's ships, the Norwegians set full sail very quickly.
And nice.
And having a faster ship, made a run for it. A violent chase ensued because although the English weren't as fast, they had much more firepower. They had many more guns. So they gave chase, peppering Knut's ship with loads of gunfire, so much that they actually shot down the main mast, which is that's a lot of gunfire.
Arr.
So what did Knut do?
Arr.
He lay down on his back and he steered the ship with his feet all the way to safety into a fjord. It was such a brave maneuver that
handsome
King Frederick of Norway at the time gave him the Order of Dannebrog, which is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
That is a big deal.
You know, you don't steer ships with your feet.
Ah. No.
But it's clever as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he would have known what he was doing.
Yeah, absolutely right, Gav.
Absolutely right. I couldn't find out much more about Knut Ellingsen. That name must
was
1810, this was. Okay. That name must still exist because the only other Knut Ellingsens was a web designer from LinkedIn. That's the only other guy with that name.
Has he got exactly that name? That's weird.
But let's salute him anyway. Knut Ellingsen.
Knut Ellingsen. Time on 4 till 7:30. Ooh, we salute you.
Radio X.
Angry on Radio X. Mick Jagger sounding just like Mick Jagger should, according to one of our listeners. I absolutely agree. So is Charlie Watts drumming in that one?
Not in that one, no.
But he does in one on the a few on the album.
Two tracks on the album that they have used drums that he recorded.
And is Bill Wyman on some of the album?
On one of those tracks that also has Charlie on it.
Oh, wow.
Right, so you've got a full actual Rolling Stones tune. I mean, I know they all are, because it's all about Mick Cave, really, isn't it? With Ronnie there.
They're the main cats.
They're the cats. Although I sort of think Ronnie somehow embodies the spirit of the age more than
the other two.
I think so, yeah, because he was like a small face.
Well, also, he's like
Faces.
Yeah, he
faces.
Was. When
faces.
You look at him, he's physically like a distillation of everything Rolling Stone. It's like rock star hair.
Yeah.
He's got the little cheeky face.
But he's also a bit like half Mick Jagger and half Keith Richards.
Right, exactly.
No, no, he's an all Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
A bit of Jeff Beck in there.
No, but why did they all have bigger noses, though?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm not saying...
No, they look like Central Casting British rock stars from the 70s.
A weird look.
There is.
Sort of like reminds you of like something that lived by a river.
Like that guy, character on Alfieda's Same Pet. He had the same look.
Yes, John Holton.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes, he had really had that look and the same hair. But I can sort of imagine like Ronnie Wood and Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart all living in a riverbank and poking their little heads out of holes. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Going,
yeah.
What's going on? I didn't do nothing. What's going on? Has anyone got... what?
Any rolling papers?
I haven't got any papers. Wait, Ronnie, you got any Veras? And you can sort of imagine...
Yeah, it's like Toad of Toad Hall.
Mine are all damp in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's got the Rizzlers up there. I ain't got any. I have to scuttle down the shops.
I've broken a guitar string.
Oh, just go down the sewer. Anyway, a bit of a flight of fancy.
Yeah.
Not the usual way we back announce a Rolling Stones record.
X.
Racing to finish your HR admin and the pay run, spending an arm and leg on disjointed software, and now you're missing the football. Oh, you're paying for it. Find out why over 300,000 businesses have automated the difficult parts of employment with Employment Hero. Recruitment, HR, payroll and benefits in one easy-to-use platform, saving you time and money. If you're not using us, you're paying for it. Employment solved. Employment Hero. Search Employment Hero today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Right. Few quickies. Are you ready?
Go on.
I've noticed it says here shoplifters are using Facebook to sell goods.
Right.
Shoplifters very much in the papers today because they're saying they can use passport data.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gout. They might even have to shut my local supermarket because it's getting so bad down there.
Really?
They're just mobbing it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, typically I've got to stop doing that. No, because once they're all in there doing it, you sort of can't resist, really, can you? I'm kidding. Anyway, get this.
Go on.
The idea that there's a sort of mass surveillance fear.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, that ship sailed.
About 20 years ago.
Right. And what's amazing about it is when I was a kid, it was, you know, state surveillance has always had that sinister thing about
it. Yeah, yeah.
But when, how come corporate surveillance has become so okay? When you've got to say, well, the state take my tax, they've got my details, they've got lots of stuff. Mm. Surely it should always be the other way around. I mean, I'm not sort of...
But
you should always rather the people you're paying to look after you and police the place.
Right.
Rather than sort of saying, no, I don't mind Samsung having it.
No,
it's fine. Fine if Apple want to take it, that's all right.
It's a private company.
No, it's fine.
Company.
I'd rather give all my information to Facebook. They seem like a completely up... Seriously, they seem like they're on the up and up, just like those nice people at Google who give me that free.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, but I don't know when that started.
I don't know.
We started literally sitting in front of something that's got a camera in it and a microphone.
A microphone, yeah.
That's not being paranoid, that's true.
Well, plus also, all your information, all your data, your behaviour, the things you've done, you've liked, or things you've bought, is all being sold to each other, to different companies.
And that's not the government doing it. So let's not.
No, it's a private company.
Let's not turn on them. But if the government does it, But you know, I don't know. There's a camera there. It's in a TV screen. It listens to you, and Gavin, it measures your thoughts. I mean, I don't know if you've read 1984, but it sounds a bit familiar. Okay, then a night in front of the TV with Winston Smith. That's not paranoid, incidentally. Although
it'll it's sound just real. Yeah.
Anyway, shoplifters are using Facebook to sell goods. Can I just say, what's wrong with the pub? It's another way we can get people down to pubs, isn't it?
Right.
They've ruined fencing, haven't they? Yeah, really have.
Just go down there. Psst. And want to buy got these bag open. No, but it made the pub again much more of a community thing, didn't it?
Of course it did.
It was. I mean, Sunter's parents came home from the pub, not that it was nicked, but with a burger van
and a donkey.
But they weren't shoplifted because you can't shoplift donkeys.
Not anymore.
No.
From a donkey shop.
It'd be tricky. It would be tricky.
The shelves have to be strong.
I'm just off from the donkey shop, love. Pick us up a donkey. There's no donkey shops.
No.
But the pub, those are things you can buy. It's been years since I was offered a Moody DVD or something in a
Every
pub.
Every pub should have a local fence. Yeah. They really bring the community together.
Come on, petty crims. Get down there. Seriously, don't turn your back on the pub. They're dying.
I know.
No wonder everyone's staying at home. Everyone's staying at home because they can buy Moody goods on Facebook.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
And we know that pub attendances are down 45%.
Yeah.
Mm.
There you go. Motive, Sunter.
Motive.
Yeah.
Next one. You ready for this?
Go on.
Attendance has dropped by 800 from Johnson's time as party leader.
Oh.
Yeah, so senior ministers had to deliver their speeches to a main hall that was at times almost empty.
Oh,
really?
Because Ask Us Boris is like a stand-up prime minister.
Right.
It's comedy. You get a gig. Because it doesn't amount
to hear what he's going to say next.
I just find him funny.
That's hilarious.
He's just funny. And lastly... you could buy, as you know, we don't touch politics on here, but this made me laugh because you could buy merch at the Tory Party conference.
Oh, yeah, go on.
And they're selling a Mrs. Thatcher jumper.
Right.
Christmas jumper.
Is it full-size picture?
Yeah, a Christmas jumper. And do you know what it says on it?
What?
No, no, no.
Hey! Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Val. How Christmassy.
That's so Christmassy.
So Christmassy. I thought it was rather good.
No.
Last decent Prime Minister we had, of course.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
The best way to quash an unwanted nickname is to nip it in the bud early.
How do you
Etiquette
do that?
Etiquette Guide to Bretts says a person should ask pals or colleagues to stop it. Just don't call me that, please.
Really?
I'm not so sure.
That'll do the opposite, won't it?
If you don't like being called a nickname, you need to nip it in the bud. You need to go into the reasons why it should be sufficient to ask politely for it not to be used. That might work, you know, these days to cancel it.
Maybe.
But I think it might then just persist behind your back.
I feel like when I was at school, if you said, I don't like being called that, that was all
You've
you were going to be
life.
Called
forever.
See, I think times have changed.
Right.
Really?
Yes, that was obviously a very long time ago.
It's a very long time ago.
Okay. What advert was that in?
I don't know.
It used to be in an advert where a woman said quite bitterly, yes, that was obviously a very long time ago.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it an advert for maybe Maxwell House?
I was just about to say coffee.
I think
it's always coffee, isn't it?
It's coffee, isn't it?
In the world I was brought up in, we simply didn't do it. Yes, that was a very long time ago. It's one of those, more than I can say for the coffee. One of those.
Right.
Anyway, I don't think that's true.
No.
Certainly, if the nicknames are the calibre of what we're about to hear, then they will march on no matter what you say.
Sure.
We've got the world's greatest nicknames next.
Radio X.
We are still on the hunt for the world's greatest nickname. So far we've discovered Ian, who went skiing once, and was forever then known as Skiing. Steve knows a bloke at work called Pirelli because he keeps such a low profile.
Nice.
And the man who they call Moth because he always hangs out with people who are much brighter than him. Keep them coming in, 83936, or you can tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise it's just a name! Damn you. Dr. Cinder Templeton.
Lisa in Stockport has sent this in.
What's she got?
She says, one of the lads in the garage I worked at was called East 17.
Cool.
He was on a stag do, missed his flight home, and had to stay another day.
Stay now! Okay. Okay, what you got there, Gav?
M in Bristol says, my brother used to work with a bloke called Alan on the scaffold, which is spelt with a P.
Is it? Of course it is, because ancient Cockney. Definitely Harper.
One day, Alan decided to step in to calm things down when a motorist took umbrage at the inconvenient spot the scaffold truck had stopped to do its unloading.
Yeah.
The situation got quite heated, but Alan stood his ground and the rest of the team were impressed. He got his nickname Al Dente because he's a bit hard.
He's slightly hard. That's fantastic. So I liking that, though. That's really London. Not only does he say scaffold, which is ancient Cockney.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, it's definitely cup of coffee, ARPA, LARPing.
I've even heard the word ARPNL.
I've heard ARPSNL.
No,
they put an S in, they go ARPSNL. it's unclear exactly why there's a P there.
Mm.
They go ARPSNL. He went up to ARPSNL, and you think, hang on a second, well, where's the P coming? You can say ART and then SNL.
Yeah, right.
Why did you put a P there? Because it's ARPSNL. definitely LARPing in the scaffold. But he also used the word umbrage.
And yes.
That's such a...
It's very ancient.
Yeah. Very ancient, Gav. Very ancient. Mm. And certainly, you're getting into the east and what I call the Bermondsey tranche.
Sure.
Gav, you ready for this?
Go on.
This is Bob from Folkestone.
What's Bob saying?
We had a nosy guy at work.
Yeah.
Who sat near us. We called him Bonnie.
Yeah.
Because every time we tried to talk amongst ourselves, he would turn around. Oh, kill the director. This is the Wombats on your glorious Radio X. As regards nicknames, keep those coming, please. 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation. Otherwise, it's just a name.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Right, a new champion wine producing nation.
Right.
Has been revealed. It's no longer Italy.
Mm. Oh, really?
You'll be staggered to hear. But who do you think it is? Harry, you can have the first guess. What do you reckon?
Greece.
Oh, not a bad guess. Why do you think Greece?
Because I got sold some Greek wine at a wine shop.
Yeah.
She said it was the new world of wine.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
She said it was the new world of wine.
It's going to take over, is what she said to me.
Wow.
What, she said that to you?
Yeah.
You went to an off-license, and the woman said,
this is going to take... It was a fancy wine shop.
It was a fancy wine shop, and she said, they're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
And she actually said that to you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're wrong. It's not Greece. Well. Gavin, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go with, because it's across the Adriatic, I'm going to go with, well, it's just north of Greece. I'm going with Croatia. That's my guess.
Why do you think Croatia?
Because it's got that hilly country that wine loves to be grown on.
Okay, and it'll give you those varieties, a bit of Pinot in the shit.
Exactly, I mean, it's obviously not France. That'd be too obvious, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so you're wrong.
Oh, really?
Go on, then.
Okay, going for not obvious, Norway.
What?
They've invented some wonderful way of growing the grapes in a
and they get sun all through the summer with the extra daylight hours or something.
Yeah, there'll be some kind of new technology that means that they are able to create the nicest wine.
No, you're wrong. Harry, back to you.
New Zealand, because I've been there and there was loads of vineyards.
Mate, loads of wine there.
Because I've been there and there was loads of wine. It's not New Zealand, Harry, all right? Although... Lovely wine from New Zealand, there's no doubt about it.
It was really nice.
You're getting great stuff all over the place. Sons, what are you going with?
Tasmania. Because that'd be a really good name for a wine, Tasmanian Devil.
That would be a great name for a wine.
Yeah.
It would be a great name. What would you say is the character of the Tasmanian Devil?
It's a full-bodied red that'll get you.
Okay, Harry, what are you going for your third choice? Woodman, you're not having any more choices because you'll cheese salad it and say something stupid.
Right, okay,
all right.
Okay, go on then.
Chili, because it's quite big and
big flavor from a big country.
That's it, exactly.
Right. Okay. And also, their cab sav is good and very predictable.
Mm. Yeah,
no, you're wrong. Oh. Sons, what do you reckon?
Oh, God, give up.
Okay, I can tell you now. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
It's France.
What? You can't do that.
Well, you nearly teased selling it, didn't you? I told you. You said
it's counterintuitive. So I'm thinking, well, it's not going to be France, is it?
It is, because it's, you wouldn't have expected them to not be in the first place.
It's not Italy, it's France, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're so sneaky, you are.
No, because it says it's on track to become the world's leading wine producer. I'm thinking,
You spent all that time throwing us off the scent.
Because you put us right back on the scent. You said it's not going to be France, is it?
Well, that's right. Because you said it's
then,
not, it's counterintuitive.
You're always threatening a cheese salad.
I just can't help it.
But that's why I asked you for your guesses first, to write them down.
Yeah,
and
you changed yours.
And
I didn't change mine.
Why did you have to start banging on about France, you cheese, because cheese comes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So do you.
Yeah. It's a whole country full of cheese salads.
If you want a cheese salad, head for Bedford West Byfleet. Because it's the home of the game.
X. What's a skill you really wish you'd learned earlier? Cooking? DIY? What about being good with money? Help your children learn money skills with Kite, the debit card for kids by Starling Bank. They get an app to track their balance and practice budgeting, but the card is also linked to your account. You're notified when they spend, and you can set spending limits. Confidence with money is priceless. And that's why Kite is now free. Search Starling Kite today, the free debit card and app for kids.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Today, I went to pick Milton up at school, which is something normally during the week I sort of dread.
Right.
Because we have to go and queue up. He finishes nursery it varies.
Seven in the evening, isn't it, at your place?
Normally, yeah, between about 12 and 1. So I go and pick him up, but we have to wait. If you get the time wrong, depending on how he's...
Yeah,
you have to go and you wait outside in the playground.
Yeah,
right.
So you're there with all, generally mums actually.
Yeah,
a few nannies there, and suddenly you're sort of back because they're in gangs. You know, they're sort of gangs,
little
gangs,
cliques,
and there's little places they go. Like, there's a bit that's under the cover on the stairs.
Oh yeah,
you can go if it's raining, but they'll fill that out. You can't just squeeze in there. No,
you're like
bullying mums. Yeah, right.
Yeah, not
right.
Invited.
So I'm right back in this weird sort of playground politic. Mm. It's quite strange.
You've got to negotiate your way around it.
You know, yeah, and it is, and they're quite intimidating. Some of them are quite sort of posh and stuff, and it's
very territorial. I've
really
noticed.
Territorial.
Yeah, if they like a door or an entrance area, they want to stay near. That's it.
And the thing is, I haven't got a dog to sort of really break the ice with.
Sure,
like, you know,
sure.
In the old days, you have Jeff and things, or Harvey before that, to sort of really break the ice.
Canine like, icebreaker, yeah.
What is that in English? You know, but you know, sort of quite the most intimidating of posh women.
Yeah.
They're quite...
I don't come across...
We had one of them. But you both ends. We had one of them.
Yeah. Works for everything.
It's a British bulldog. They're lovely.
Yeah.
My name used to have them.
Right.
You know, so all ends of a dog really breaks the ice, but you sort of really feel on your own there.
Sure.
I'm like there,
yeah.
Like, you know, suddenly you're in there, and it's weird for them as well. I mean, you know, they're there, normal mums on the run. Mm. Suddenly they got an A-lister there,
right? There's that too, yeah.
I'm just suddenly, suddenly they're rolling with a big name.
Sure, right. sure, and a big man. Don't forget,
yeah, right.
You're a large man,
yes. A not unattractive A-lister. No, but okay, guys, here's the problem. That's not what I'm discussing here. I don't think that's probably right. But so you wait in the playground. It's quite intense. You don't know who quite to talk to.
Yeah.
Sort of don't know.
Were there no other dads?
No, but you sort of start talking to someone, and then they realise they don't speak English at all.
Right. Yep.
You know, like a sort of nanny from.
Yeah.
So Fridays, I get my own back. Because lots of dads work from home. So the boys are in the playground.
Oh, the Friday. The lads are there.
Yeah. Today someone had found a little football underneath one of the scooters, having a little kick around.
Oh, the kickabout. That'll do it for
us. Just a little keepy up between three of us there.
Sure.
Enough, though. You know what I mean?
Enough. You've bonded enough already,
Enough friends. But also, enough to get those... They never grow up.
Yes, definitely. You'll get a few tuts.
You know, I sort of think that's amazing, isn't it?
Mm,
you know? Mm. No, but that is amazing.
Sure.
In that I've seen girls in that school pushing dolls in prams. What are they doing?
Yeah, right.
They've got, you know? I don't look at that guy. They work at women. They never grow up, do they? With a baby in a pram. They just don't grow up, do they? No, but I'm just saying, it's the same, you know?
Listen, you bonded over that football. You're now able to serve together
in a trench.
We're
not, you know, just as that they're honing like mothering skills maybe down the line that somehow, you know, they might, if a football was more, it might be honing warrior skills.
Absolutely, yeah.
Crafts.
Sure, you've got each other's back now.
Right.
You're comrades.
And that's, you're right, Gab, we formed a brick.
You did, yeah.
Anyway, So I as we queue up, again, I'm now in a queue, they then open the doors to the school, let us through, trundle to the back, right down, all the way to the bottom where the nursery school is.
Yeah.
Because there's senior school and all those bits. And with these sort of kids, you sort of think, he's 12. Bigger than I am. You mean my son is going to, if he goes through this school, they've got this spectrum of, I mean, literally it goes, it's like boys to men, ABC, BB. It is boys to men in there. It's,
wow.
Anyway, so I've started talking to this mum who's in the queue, and turns out she's nice. No, she's fine. Massive fan of the show.
Sure. Oh, that's good.
No, yeah, you're right to go. Sure, she's not.
How
anyway,
she?
anyway, but I was saying, any plans for the weekend?
Yeah.
You know, she goes.
Fair question.
She goes, just get through it. I've got 3 under 4.
Just get through it.
She's pregnant as well. She goes, I've got 3 under 4, and she points to that.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Oh man.
And I said, really? She goes, yeah. Do you know what? I live for Monday.
Yeah.
I bet.
9:30 Monday
and
morning,
weird about
she's
that?
Free.
She hadn't even heard the Friday horn. She's saying that. Can you believe it? 83936. Who lives for Monday? Go on, we're going to the weekend. Who's just living for Monday? Who actually is the weekend helpful?
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Me, I'm living for Monday. My husband gets to go and play with cars and clay pigeons shoot every bloody weekend. Wow. Can you? I didn't know you could do that.
Can you?
What, drive and clay pigeon shooting?
Pigeon shooting in from a car.
I'll ride shotgun.
I thought
it was
just
drive-by shooting.
Drive-by clay. Awesome. Well, he just, I'll ride, open-top car.
And you got, like, hip-hop playing in the car.
Have you had the passenger? Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Planet rock.
What a scene.
Yeah. Booyah! Yeah, with a pump action.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, Gav. No, Sunta. Oh, my God. You thought he meant like a...
Toy cars.
Toy cars, yeah. And clay pigeons.
No, I know.
Why did you mind
are.
Walking them with your feet?
I thought he was... I just had this image of him playing with little Tonka cars.
Oh, right. Okay, no.
Cars.
You didn't. You were doing pigeons, weren't you?
No, the pigeons bit
did
I got.
Did you at first?
No.
Or did you think like toy little pigeons?
No.
Well, why did you mime legs with your feet,
cars,
with your like, fingers?
I didn't. I did little cars.
You weren't. You were
did
turning
you
your hand.
Though, Santa?
So, did you, I think you turned your hand into a little pigeon.
That wouldn't be a pigeon. That would be a pigeon.
That's wow. The worst pigeon impression
terrible,
I've ever seen anyone
terrible.
Do with fingers.
Terrible.
Okay. What have you seen there, Gav?
I just like this sentiment here. Andrew says, spare a thought for the vicars. They must all be living for Monday.
Yes.
Because very busy during the
weekend. Very busy.
Same for chefs and anyone in retail. We've had a couple of different messages about anyone working in restaurants, and they're right, Monday, you are looking forward to Monday.
Mm. Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this, Gav?
Go on.
Sorry, I was a bit distracted because I was just what I was trying to do, Gav, because we've suddenly had a load pouring in.
Yeah.
I was having to read one just to censor it because nothing worse when you read a text and suddenly you get to the end of going, and that's why I.
yeah. Decided
him.
To.
Him. Yeah, right. TJ, I work in retail. The pain of never having enough people to serve customers at its peak over the weekend. God forbid we overspend the budget and have enough in. Happy days. Says Stu. John gets me, right?
You did retail.
I did
you
retail.
Did clothing retail.
Do you know what depresses me?
Mm.
Is everyone saying the high street's dead?
Yeah.
When have they tried it with decent sales staff?
Oh!
No, I'm not.
It's been a while.
When did you last go in and were well served? I actually thought this is great in a shop because everyone's cutting down because it is a bit beleaguered. Mm. People cut back on staff.
Yeah. Oh, and also they pay so little, so
yes,
you don't get really
right.
good ones.
Well, yes, minimum wage. Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's not great. It's terrible.
Right,
usually,
you're better
yeah.
off, honestly, kicking big for staff.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, luxury staff,
you know,
like celebrities.
You're absolutely right, but you sort of think, it's like when Gordon Ramsay does that show, you know, Kitchen Nightmares, and he goes around everywhere. 82%, incidentally, of all the restaurants he's visited have shut down.
Have they?
Really?
Yeah,
I check
the stats online.
Wow.
Might be my 78, but it was 82.
That's
one,
not
yeah.
good.
Wow, that's the opposite of Midas touch, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Oh, no, kiss of death.
Yeah,
anyway, but... The point is, you can see the stats. Someone's documented them all and when they shut and how soon afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fascinating. Anyway, Gav,
mm.
when he goes to these restaurants,
yeah.
well, he should replace every single member of staff to see what the restaurant's like with a good team.
With yes. better sales staff.
He's got his A-team that come in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's got the same crap chef, a dreadful waiter, a sort of rude major. He's thinking, well, it's just him lurking around the back.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Hey, thank you. Radio
X. At E.ON Next, we believe life's better when you know you can choose a fixed energy tariff where you'll be safe in the knowledge of what energy price you're paying for the duration of your contract. We think that makes energy a little bit better. And that's why we're always working towards helping you get more out of your energy. So visit eonnext.com today. T's and C's apply. Smart meter required if eligible. Exit fees apply.